Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It's Sunday, April the 26th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call, your Sunday morning get ready for practice, i.e. go to church, stretching routine. Are you ready for it? Let's jump in. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you, and we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled One Body, 20-something thousand denominations, question mark. Our text, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. Hear now the word of the Lord. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. One body, 20-something thousand denominations. The former seems like the fiction, the latter, the fact. Growing up in small-town Arkansas, the only thing more distinctive than the NFL team you rooted for on Sundays was what church you went to. Rather than a one-body mentality, everyone had the strong certainty that there were two groups, my church and all the others. Today's text speaks into this reality that for many of us is a lot closer than the rearview mirror might indicate. One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father, and somewhere between 20 and 30,000 different denominations. Now, this last number is hotly contested and the subject of much hand-wringing and spiritual angst among earnest, unity-seeking followers of Jesus Christ. It used to bother me a lot more than it does now. Why not now? Because I believe the Bible. The Bible clearly says in today's text that there is only one body. It has me wondering if God even recognizes all these different and distinctive organizational entities we call denominations. There is only one body, the body of Christ. Does God recognize the distinction between North America and South America? Is God as anxious as we are about the imaginary line separating the United States and Mexico or Canada to steer clear of political landmines? Is God even the slightest bit concerned about the biological and ethnic differences between people born 1 mile north of this imaginary line and 1 mile south of it? Switch gears with me and think by analogy about the United States of America. we are all from or live in different states. And much pride is rightfully taken in one's state of origin or residence, but we aren't fighting over it. Okay, there was that one time. You can have your football team, and we can have ours. But at the end of the day, we are all on the same team. When you are in another country and asked where you're from, you don't say Rhode Island. No, you say you're from the States or the USA. I know Texans can get a little loud and proud, but you see my point. For the most part, we love our states, but we identify with our country. It binds us together. It's remarkable to have 50, effectively, sovereign states whose unpatrolled borders are little more than a sign on the interstate one can pass through without even slowing down, where a dollar is a dollar is a dollar, and where everybody knows the words to the Star Spangled Banner by heart. When's the last time you sang your state song? I remember going to a Promise Keepers event back in the 90s. At one point in the event, the speaker asked every person in the crowd of 60,000 men to shout out their church denomination on the count of three. The sound was chaotic and unintelligible. So many voices saying so many different things had the effect of all those voices saying nothing, despite shouting at the top of their lungs. Then the speaker asked every person present, on the count of three, to shout out the name of Jesus. The contrast was stunning. The unity was palpable. Call me unsophisticated and naive for being duped by such a shallow stunt, but it still has me asking decades later, could it be that simple? Does God really care about the difference between a Methodist, a Baptist, and a Pentecostal? Or is there really one name above all names? In my humble opinion, and my best understanding of Scripture, I think God looks right past these many varied, multifaceted distinctions to the singular matter of one body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all. In the end, it won't matter what church you were a part of. Only one thing will matter. Are you part of the one body? And that will come down to an even simpler question. Did you trust Jesus? In the end, as in the present, there is only one body. So what if there are 20-something thousand denominations? Could our discipleship take us to a higher vantage point, or maybe to a lower one? I'm talking about the church. The people God calls one body. Only here can we possibly become the United Church of Jesus Christ. The truth, one body is the fact. 20-something thousand denominations is the fiction. How about we pray? Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, whom you gave the name above all names. Yes, it is at the name of Jesus that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and all to your glory. Teach us to live into this reality now, beyond just a wispy ideal. Take us to the foot of the cross and introduce us to brothers and sisters from whom we can learn and with whom we can learn to love the world. We are praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Journal prompts today. I hope you're making journal notes in that workbook, guys. We're hearing such good feedback on it, and we're glad for it. Here they are. I know that I have undoubtedly stepped on some landmines in today's entry. How might I have offended you? I'm good with that. How have I challenged you? 2, am I being overly simplistic and naive? If so, how? And 3, what would it mean to become the United Church of Jesus Christ in your own town or city? What is in the way of this? That'd be some good reflection today. Well, it's Sunday, and got a little bit more coming from Dad and myself here today, so I'll just hand it over now.
4 and 5.
All right, Dad, we're about to sing again today. It's Sunday, and we are we're getting ready for church today. And we love singing in church, don't we?
Can't wait.
That's one of the great points of going to church, is singing together. I mean, when in this world do you get to sing together?
You just think about it. And I want you to think this next week. And you think about it every day. And next Sunday, you tell us who you sang with. And it won't be anybody.
But do you know what? Do you know what, Dad? Every single day, you and me are singing together.
I know it.
And guess what? There are tens, brace yourself, tens of thousands of people who are singing with us every day. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I didn't realize that.
It's like we're on the radio.
We're on the Duma station.
We're on the radio, Dad. And there's
A-A-A-Y.
There's many people who are singing with us every day. And I don't have this memory in my background, I know you don't, of singing hymns during the week with other people. It's just something you did on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of churches don't even sing hymns anymore on Sunday. And so we're singing them every day. But that's us here together, and everybody's singing along with us. We can't hear them. But like, when in life do you get to go anywhere and sing together?
That's right.
And, you know, one of my thoughts about America and how something that could help America right now, because it's very divided and people are at each other, the Democrats and Republicans, and it's a mess. And I think we go to all these sports contests and they play the national anthem, but nobody sings.
Half of them don't stand up.
And it's become a performance. Like, we just are there to listen to somebody kind of, and oftentimes they just sing their own version of
it. Yeah.
Which is not bad.
But it's not right.
It's just not right. And I think, what if we could get everybody when they play the national anthem, to just sing out, to go for it in singing, it would change things.
It would change that person, for sure.
It would change things.
You know, that person would leave with a different attitude.
They would.
Than he got there.
Because the things in it, even, I'm just thinking about America, right? There's many countries in the world, but the things in a particular country that unite us are greater than the things that divide us.
Amen.
And when you sing together, it takes your relationship to another place.
It does.
And so I think, how's that going to happen? Well, one of my theories of how that could happen is if Christians
started it.
And if Christians in any setting where they are and they bring up the national anthem, all the Christians just started singing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To me, you know, I know some people out there are like, well, that's Christian nationalism. No, it's not.
No.
That's just good American citizenship.
That's exactly right.
It's good American citizenship. We're not trying to mix up the church and the country and the nation. No, sir. I'm trying to say we need to sing the national anthem. And it's just a little theory I've had. So if any significant, influential people are listening, help us with this. It's fine to have somebody lead it, but don't let it be about their performance. Let's all sing together. Now, how much greater is it on Sunday morning when we sing the great anthems of the church? It's next level.
Mm-hmm.
So we're the only ones really out here practicing. I mean, I guess people that go to a rock concert sometimes sing songs together at that, but
yeah.
It's not the same.
Mm-mm.
What are we singing today? We're singing one of the great anthems of the church.
Church is one foundation.
And we're going to sing verse 1, 2, and 5. And if we're feeling like it, we might call another one. But it's a big hymn. It's a long hymn. It's a powerful one. Are you ready to jump in and sing together?
I'm ready.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth. Her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, foretaste one holy realm. And to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Let's sing 4. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Till with the vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Last verse. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. O happy one and holy Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee. Let's sing the amen. Amen. I'm not a good harmonizer. I'm not even a good singer, but you are, Dad.
No, I'm not.
You're a good singer.
We just sing
these and just clarifying, okay? I may have ruffled some feathers when I made my Christian nationalism talk a minute ago. Well, you know what? Singing the national anthem in church, that would be Christian nationalism. Because if you're from some other country, you come to church, you're not expecting to sing a song about that country. You're expecting to sing a song about the kingdom, right? That's what we're doing in church. We're not mixing these things up.
No, we're proud of our country.
We are proud of our country. We love America. And we need to sing when we go to the football game. Okay, gang, that's enough. It's Sunday. We're singing the songs of faith today. And we're not going to see you on the field. We're going to see you at the house. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And if you don't have a church to come to, come to Gillette Methodist Church. Just go on YouTube or Facebook. Look us up. If you can't get out, if you can't go to church, come to Gillette. We'd love to have you.
We would.
Gillette, G-I-L-L-E-T-T, no E on the end, Methodist Church, Gillette, Arkansas. All right, we'll see you at the house.